Thank you. Well, I want to wind up our study of the parables of Matthew 13 today. We have spent 3 weeks on them, and I do pray that they have been profitable to many of my listeners. I pray that you have a better understanding of what the kingdom of heaven really is in relation to what the Bible teaches. Now, yesterday I mentioned that these parables of Matthew 13 speak of the kingdom of heaven and give the events of the end of the age in the same manner as Malachi, Daniel 2, Daniel 7, Daniel 11, Revelation 17, 18, and 19. And I believe today I'm going to spend this broadcast on those. I'll not have time to cover them all, and I'm not going to read all of Malachi 3 and 4 because I have referred to them quite a bit during this Bible study. But I do believe it is very significant that the story of the destruction of the wicked by burning and the saving of the righteous by the Lord Jesus Christ was put in our Bible in the Old Testament in the very last page. Many people have been seduced into believing that the only thing important is the New Testament. Some of them think the only thing important is a few verses out of the New Testament. And if you happen to turn back one page in your Bible, you will find the last prophet on the last page of the Old Testament gives the story of the destruction of the wicked, the removal of the wicked at the end of the age. And of course that in itself gives the lie to the common teaching today that the thing we look forward to is the removal of the righteous. No, brother, sister, the end of the age is upon us. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we await the cleansing of God's kingdom by the removal of the wicked ones. Now turn to Daniel. Daniel was given by God Almighty a number of dreams and visions, as was Nebuchadnezzar, and Daniel was given the interpretation. But this one is the interpretation of the dream of the king of this great image. I won't read it all, but you know he saw an image whose head was of gold, his breast, his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay, and so on. And today, that is taught as if that is going to be fulfilled, or at least the feet are going to be fulfilled by some rising up in Europe of a 10-nation confederation of the old Holy Roman Empire. But be that as it may, so many preachers today preach that the stone which destroyed them is Christ. But that is not the interpretation given to Daniel. The stone is not Jesus Christ, in spite of the common teaching today that it is. In verse 34, Daniel repeats what the king saw. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and they came like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Now the definition or interpretation of what that stone is given by Daniel in the same chapter, in verse 44. And in the days of these things shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Now here in Daniel 2, we again have the truth that the kingdom that God sets up was set up long before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Daniel describes these kingdoms, the head of gold. He even tells Nebuchadnezzar, thou art that head of gold. So the kingdoms of the image were established either before or at least at the time of Daniel. And in verse 44, we read, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. In other words, the kingdom of God was set up millenniums ago. He also says, that kingdom will never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. Now the battle on earth today, the conflict of the ages, is the attempt by the Antichrist people to destroy and take over the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven. And the nation on the earth which is the target of all of their machinations, their propaganda, their military power, their hatred, is the United States of America. Read some of the communist propaganda. They hate the United States of America with a viciousness that is beyond the understanding of most Christians. Why? Well, because they know America is the kingdom nation. And if they can destroy America, they will control the world. Well, God Almighty says that kingdom He set up, and of course, remember, that kingdom would be of the kingdom people, the Israel people, will never be destroyed, and it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. In other words, the stone which destroys the other kingdoms is the kingdom of heaven, and it will become a great mountain and fill the whole earth. This is not given as some instantaneous happening, but something that happens over a period of time. In Daniel 7, we have another vision, which in effect is the same vision, only given in a different manner, of other kingdoms, which will then be destroyed and their rulership destroyed, and the kingdom of God will come into full manifestation. Now, chapter 7 is a chapter of Daniel that every Christian should read and become familiar with, because it is one of those chapters which the deceivers, the false prophets, and the Antichrist use to tell you about this great ten-nation confederation. Here, instead of 10 toes, we have 10 horns. And they read this, and I heard a Canadian evangelist who has television broadcasts all over America, and he preaches that Christ is going to come not to destroy these other kingdoms, but to take the church off to heaven. He preaches the so-called rapture of the saints. And here in Daniel 7 are verses which give the lie to the teaching that the Christians are going to leave. In verse 21, speaking of this horn, which they call the great Antichrist, Daniel writes, "I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them." Yes, this Antichrist is going to rule over the Christian Israel people until the Ancient of Days came and judgment, or the right of judging, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. The saints of God, the Christian Israel people, are going to be here right on earth, actually, with the Antichrist in rulership over them until Christ gives them power to break the power of the Antichrist. This nonsense, this false doctrine that the Christians are going to leave has prevented Christians from joining the armies of the host of the God of Israel. In verse 25 and 26, this is repeated. And he, or this great horn, which would be the ruling man or men of the Antichrist system at the end of the age, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, in other words, he'll be against Jesus, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Now, in the so-called New Living Bible, they've changed that to 3.5 years, but strict Bible interpretation would give it a time of 1,260 years. This great Antichrist beast system would exist upon the earth for over 1,000 years. And then, in verse 26, "But the judgment shall sit." In other words, judgment will be given to the Christian believers, just as we read in Malachi, verse 18 of chapter 3, "Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." In other words, it is the saints of God who will then judge the great whore of Mystery Babylon and the sons of the devil and the wicked ones. Back in Daniel 7 again, in verse 26, "And the judgment shall sit, and they," who? The saints of the Most High, "shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end." Who is going to destroy the rule of the Antichrist? The saints of the Most High, who were here under the control of that Antichrist, not off in heaven somewhere, as the so-called fundamentalists teach. Verse 27, "And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. That is the story told in the kingdom parables. The parables that Christ said revealed the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Would to God that God's Christian Israel people in America would see they are living in the kingdom of heaven. Their government has been taken over by the sons of the devil, the Antichrist, and the wicked ones, and we now await the power of Jesus Christ and his angels to give us judgment that we will have power to destroy that great Antichrist world system. I have preached, of course, on the Assyrian, the Egyptian, and the Babylonian, which are given in Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel. And we are told over and over that the destructive power, the sword that will destroy the enemy, is the Word of God. And if you people lay hold on God's Word, and if the preachers would preach the truth of God's Word, that would be the power by which we would identify, isolate, and eventually destroy the wicked ones, the sons of the devil, spoken of in the tares and the wheat. And if God has given you an understanding of these parables because of my broadcast, all I can say is praise the Lord. Then you will be like the disciples in verse 51 of Matthew 13. When Jesus saith unto them, Have ye understood all these things? They say unto him, Yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, and Christ said to the disciples who understood the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, Therefore every scribe which is instructed under the kingdom of heaven is like to a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. With the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the Bible, the Old Testament, and the New Testament will open up to you, and you will be able to bring forth out of his treasure things new and old. Lord willing, we'll begin another Bible study. You be with me. Until next week, goodbye. God bless you and Christian Israel in America.